All right, welcome back to the Elias Macko Show. Now let's go to Heidi Rathjen, founder of the Coalition for Gun Control, is a Polytechnic survivor and one of the founders of Poly Remembers, Poly Se Souvient. She's on the line. Hi, Heidi. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. You're on this morning because, boy, this is an interesting story. You're calling out Canada Post. They are refusing to collect firearms from its counters. These are they're refusing to collect these firearms that were banned since 2020. It was part of the Liberal government's plan that they put in place, the banning of military-style firearms. And Canada Post says, listen, you can't use our facilities to collect those guns. You want this program put into place in time for the 35th anniversary of the massacre at Polytechnic on December 6th. Heidi, tell us more here, because I feel like I don't have the entire story.
Right. Well, there's a lot of, you know, very few people know what the program, the buyback program, is supposed to look like. It's still, I mean, they still haven't rolled it out, but there's no collection, as in people like post office workers would not be going to anybody's homes. The gun owners would apply for like a special box, which would be, you know, nondescript, like neutral. You know, you can't identify what's inside. Mm-hmm. They would get that at home, and then they would bring their firearm to the counter. And, like, nobody needs to know because people bring parcels all the time. And so so that's how the mechanism would work. But I think what's most important to know is that Canada Post is the one that delivers most guns every day in Canada, across the country. They, like, guns are sold online all the time. I would even say, I don't know, but, like, by the looks of things, you know, the majority of guns are sold online. And so they have the most expertise and experience in delivering, transporting guns. So why wouldn't they use this to do the same thing for a much smaller number than what is sold every day? There's about 1,000 guns sold every day. So the government is just asking them to do what they're already doing. Mm. And that's one thing. And the other thing is it's a crown corporation. Like, you know, we question, like, who can decide? Who is deciding? This is a government-owned crown corporation that has all this expertise, and it's difficult to understand why it wouldn't continue to do what they're already doing and help carry out this measure, which is supported by 80% of Canadians.
So Heidi, you bring up an interesting point, right? Because my initial gut reaction when I heard this story was, well, you know, my Canada Post is a Jean Coutu. You know, it's a pharmacy, right? And I'm like, the last thing I want while I'm at the Jean Coutu, and maybe I'm going to the postal counter, the last thing I want is people bringing in their guns, right? But then you raise the point that Canada Post already does the delivery here. I'm still a little bit hesitant, though, on having people say, okay, it'll be the post office that's the drop-off point. In my mind, I would look towards law enforcement, the local police station, right? Do you feel that maybe, you know, if you're a 20-year-old who's working behind a counter at the pharmacy / Canada Post, maybe, you know, you feel for those employees that don't want to be handling this kind of thing?
Well, the thing is, they already are. But people don't know what's in the boxes. Mm-hmm. And so if you have, you know, all kinds of customers coming in all day, bringing in boxes, even the clerks don't know what's in the box. But I understand, like, the gut reaction. And I mean, I think that's what happened in New Zealand and Australia, is that the law enforcement were involved in picking up the guns and going to the homes and picking them up. And I think that was a viable option or a preferred option by the government. But then you have provinces out west that are all refusing, and I don't know how it works with their, you know, their agreements with the local RCMP and other police, but they came out opposed to any kind of cooperation with the federal government, because these are well, I would just say they're pro-gun governments that are opposing the notion of banning assault weapons. So there's been a lot of political opposition that have you know, created real obstacles for the federal government to roll out this program, and that's part of the reason why it's taken so long. And from what I understand is that they've been working on this new system that would bypass these obstacles for a long time with Canada Post, and it was something that was completely unexpected that at this point they would come out and refuse to participate.
Where are we at in this so-called buyback program? So where is that implemented now? Is there any way you get your guns bought back? Where are we at?
No, that's the thing now. It's been 4 years. These about 2,000 different models of assault weapons are prohibited, meaning that the owners that have them now, they can't use them. They have to keep them at home locked up, and they're simply waiting for the buyback so they can get compensated for surrendering them to the government, which would destroy them. We're really late. It's obviously this needs to be completed before the next election, because there's a good risk or chance that there's a change in government, and the conservative government is openly, you know, aligned with the gun lobby and against, you know, they want to legalize all these 2,000 weapons again. That's what Poilievre has promised. And so if this promise that the Liberal government has made three election cycles in a row, so since 2015 they have promised to get rid of assault weapons, if they can't achieve that in 9-10 years, then it's never going to happen, and the gun lobby will win, and we will keep having assault weapons sold proliferate in Canada, in the United States. By the way, these are the same semi-automatic military-style AR-15 type weapons that are used in mass shootings across the United States, and there's states that are banning these weapons. And just in terms of our laws, you know, this is another story, we don't have a ban on assault weapons. We have a ban on 2,000 models, but there are other models that were arbitrarily exempted, including new models, and they keep coming on the market. So the whole file is far from being achieved. Heidi, and it's a travesty, you know, that it's taken so long.
Heidi, wrap up here, but I need to ask you, you know, it clearly seems there's that political divide, you mentioned it, right, between conservatives and their views on gun control and the liberals. It seems like for Justin Trudeau, which often in this week we've seen it, likes to liken Pierre Poilievre as an extremist, this would be a win for him to just go ahead and do it. Why do you think there's been all this hesitancy from the liberals?
I think after the 2021 election, there has been no hesitancy. There was before. Remember, they backed down on the mandatory aspect of the buyback. But in the 2021 election, the Liberals came out really strong, and we haven't seen them waver since then. They tried to bring in a total ban in the last bill, but you know who blocked it? The NDP. The gun lobby is so strong, they got to the NDP, and so the Liberals have, and like you said, it's totally in the Justin Trudeau and the whole Liberal Party's interest to get this done before the next election, and they're trying, but there are all these roadblocks, and the Canada Post position now is another roadblock that they have to deal with. We think they can figure it out. There are, you know, you have to look at what the specific safety concerns are, and they're talking about harassment. What came out in the media, what we know so far, is not that they're afraid that there's a concentration of guns in Canada Post offices, which could be the case now and doesn't seem to be a problem. But it's more about harassment from gun owners who are, you know, ideologically opposed to it.
And that's
happened before, that
of
kind
course.
Of online harassment.
And another thing,
way to deal with that.
And Heidi, another thing that I don't know we want to have at the Jean Couture, the Pharmaprix counter, right? I got to leave it there.
Yeah,
Heidi, I got to leave it
that
there.
That can be worked out. Yep. You know, it doesn't have to be Jean Couture necessarily. There are other, you know, there are many Canada Post offices, in a city or a village.
Heidi, be well. Got to leave it there. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Heidi Rathjen is founder of Poly Remembers.